This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. My friend and arborist, Faith Applequist, wrote a wonderful blog answering the question of why evergreens stay evergreen. To be honest, I didn't know. So I wanted to share what I learned from Faith. She says it's not that simple. Evergreens originated in cold climates where summers are short and winters are bitterly cold. Sound familiar? Holding on to their needles means a quick start to photosynthesis and new growth in the spring. What I found fascinating is that Faith explains those skinny needles are actually very tightly rolled leaves. Who knew? Well, Faith did, and probably a whole lot of other arborists. Those needles are perfectly compact and adapted to withstand harsh, dry conditions. They lose very little water as a result. Because they are long and thin, they shed snow more easily and contain little sap that can freeze. Faith says it's risky, though, hanging on to those needles. Snow lands on the branches, accumulates, and gets very heavy, heavy enough to break the bough. The evergreen has two defense systems, however. The first is its straight trunk, with downward sloping branches. Snow lands on the branches, they angle down, and the snow glides down around the tree. Their pyramidal shape helps catch rain better and allows for maximum sunlight. Evergreens like cool, moist conditions, but with climate change, they're finding themselves hot and thirsty. Faith believes that deciduous trees will have a better chance at survival in the future. I'll have more on why evergreens stay evergreen on GardenBite.com. And find Garden Bite on Facebook, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future Garden Bites. What would you like to learn? You can always email me, too, tkgardenbite@gmail.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.